I'm Gina Kaufman. Welcome back to KCUR's Central Standard. We've got another story about the effects of the environment. Here in Kansas City, we'd like to think we're all about population growth here, except for certain populations of animals, that is. It's Nature in the City, and KCUR's Brianna O'Higgins has the story of why a certain species of bird is really getting on the city's nerves.
Kansas City is Beverly Hills for geese. They have everything they need, says Missouri state biologist Todd Mays. Open lakes and fountains, grass that is almost always green and rarely covered in thick snow. Few, if any, predators.
They have everything here. There's no need to leave. And they're long-lived. I mean, 10 to 24 years, and there's basically no predators other than us.
Canada geese are considered migratory, even though many have lost the instinct. Mays says it's due to development and changing agricultural practices. Each fall around this time, geese who still migrate come to Kansas City for the winter. Then they get comfy and breed.
Those migrating geese will inbreed with the non-migrators. And then whenever they have young, the young imprint here, so they come back to breed. So a nesting pair of geese, two geese, can end up 50 geese in 5 years.
That is a lot of geese. And a lot of geese make a lot of poop.
A goose is said to defecate every 7 minutes. So wherever they're at in a large group, every 7 minutes, there's a new pile on the ground, and then accumulates, and people are walking in it.
And goose poop is pretty nasty. It carries coliform, E. coli.
Some really nasty stuff that, you know, little kids at parks don't need to be picking up and investigating.
That's Dave Swickard. He owns Geese Police of Kansas City. He and his border colleague Gail can rid your property of geese and their poop in a matter of weeks. But he doesn't hunt them. You can hunt geese during goose season in Missouri, but many cities and towns don't allow it. Last year, the city hired him to redirect geese from public spaces like Luce Park and J.C. Nichols Fountain.
What's different about a border collie than any other dog is the fact that their stalking mechanism is not a chase behavior. So their head's down, their tail shot between their legs, and they're not barking and chasing. We have more of a controlled stalk. Now, they do sometimes, if the geese are in certain areas, they'll go ahead and run after them, but not before they've stalked them.
Just a mile away from Luce Park, with the city bustling around them, geese stroll and poop around a small lake near the Kauffman Foundation.
Gail, that'll do. Gail, that'll do.
Gail slowly moves in low to the ground, then suddenly and quickly startles the flock, sending them to another area. It takes a lot more than one stalking to redirect geese out of an area. Gail and Dave will do this over and over until the geese no longer feel safe and find somewhere else to go. In places with larger lakes, Dave will even work in tandem with Gail on a kayak, clearing geese from the middle of the water while she clears them from the perimeter. But while redirecting the geese keeps parks and public areas clean for residents, it doesn't do much to control the population. Remember the two geese scenario? 50 in 5 years.
Addling eggs can be a couple different processes.
Both Dave from Geese Police and biologist Todd Mays from the Missouri Department of Conservation use the addling technique of population control. Todd says the most common is coating the egg in oil so it can't breathe. The other is shaking the egg to scramble the insides.
But there is a controlled process to do this because the male and female both watch the nest, mainly the female. So you have to, the day you oil them or addle them, you got to record that day. And you have to remove the eggs within, it's 21 or 24 days, something like that. Because if you don't, the female will sit on them. If you remove them too early, she'll just reproduce again. Lay more eggs.
Last year was the first time Kansas City, Missouri put resources behind controlling the Canada goose population in the city. They started with the Brush Creek Corridor east of Brookside and oiled 402 eggs in 75 nests. They also spent thousands of dollars on redirecting geese from parks and fountains so residents would have clear pathways, beautiful grass, and they would be a little safer.
So I don't know why, but they like to land on your head, peck your nose, and that's their defense mechanism, I guess.
At least the geese have some method for fighting for their Beverly Hills.
KCUR's Brianna O'Higgins brought us that installment of Nature in the City.